So I am here with Holly Stevenson, who has just performed a very nice set for us with Coffee House Sessions. So how do you feel about your performance? How did it go?
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I just like singing, so.
Fair enough. So what would you say are your top influences then for your music?
I wouldn't go further than saying that, like, because I listen to a lot of music. I don't want to pinpoint anyone as like my top influences or like the most influential, other than really Billie Holiday, who I feel has really been just the key to the rest of music for me. I discovered her when I was 3, sorting through my nan's tapes and stuff, and my dad had been showing me how to work the tape thing, and it got, yeah, that I listened to her and I was just kind of in a trance, and then I wanted to listen to more music like hers. But
what would you say is the most important aspect of your music? Would you say it's the vibe, it's the lyrics, or?
I think it's the lyrics. I'm like, I love writing lyrics, and I don't know about everything, because I feel like music for me, like a song comes about when I feel that words can't say, you know, words can only say so much, and then you need like something else to express. And I feel like that's the instruments, that's like dynamics, that's like the whole sound. But I really love writing lyrics. It's like, I consider myself a songwriter more than I do a singer or anything else.
So you've been writing from a very young age, haven't you? How would you say that your lyrics or and what the messages that you've been trying to put across in your songs, how would you say they've developed as time's gone on?
I guess you just learn more about the world as you live through it. I don't know, they're just becoming, it's growing with me, isn't it? It's, when I was younger, it was kind of about understanding emotions, and now it's still understanding emotions, and I'm pretty sure in another 30 years time it'll still be trying to understand what the hell these emotions are. So I think, I don't know, they'll just be like different.
Okay. So about the release of your new album, when is that going to be released?
I think sometime early next year, probably February.
Okay. And about this album, what are you particularly proud of?
I just quite like that it's how I want it to sound. I mean, it's nice that, you know, I worked really, really hard on it, and for it to be the way that I want it to be is like really cool, because I know I've been fortunate to have it sound the way that I want it to sound, rather than that being taken out of my hands.
I read that you obviously got noticed by Dave Stewart, Eurythmics icon and producer. How would you say that your musical relationship with him has influenced your music over the journey?
I wouldn't say that it's really... I don't really know, because, I mean, working with him has just been amazing. We get on, like, ridiculously well. It's like two kids in a sweet shop. But I don't think he's, like, I mean, he's just helped me create the sound that I want to create rather than influence it in any way, because, I mean, it's, you know, my vibe still remains what it was before I met him. So, yeah.
So it sounds like he's a good producer then. He's not trying to, you know, make you do it, change anything up. So that's good. What's next then? What happens after this tour?
Christmas. Just kind of gigs and stuff, and then all kind of building up to my album, so release. I guess just wherever the wind takes me. As long as I can sing and it's cool, everything's cool.
Are you doing a tour besides the Coffee House Session tour?
I will be at some point, I'm sure, just not one that's in the books yet, but we're working on. Towards.
So we need to keep an eye out for when you release your album. Nice. Okay. So for those of you listening, you can find Holly Stevenson on Facebook. I think it's Holly Stevenson Music, is it? Mm-hmm. And on Twitter and everything. So keep an eye out for that, for her new album, Pointless Rebellion, which will be out at some point. You have to keep your eyes peeled. So thank you very much for letting me interview you.